Parliament has suspended the implementation of proposed new road maintenance guidelines pending justification from the Minister of Works and Transport on how the unit cost per kilometre was determined. The matter was raised by Patrick Nsamba, who questioned the impact of the 1 billion shillings allocated to districts for road maintenance despite poor road conditions. Nsamba argued that the new directives contain major gaps and are unrealistic, urging Parliament to intervene before the situation worsens. In response, Government Chief Whip Dennis Hampson Oboa has tasked the Ministry to justify its costing and the basis for issuing the guidelines. Speaker of Parliament Anita Mong put the matter to vote, leading to the suspension of the proposed guidelines.
We are not adding money before we see value for the first money. Before we see the value for the first money, that issue of, and I'm happy Honourable Oboa is here, Government Chief Whip, is the one we emphasize on road maintenance. There were regulations, guidelines that were brought by Minister of Works, and then the local government also brought the guidelines. And I wonder, in some districts, the roads are okay. How can you say a kilometer should be between 8 to 20 million? Why do you predetermine the cost? Is the road the same throughout, assuming it is in a swampy area? Government,